Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Hi, welcome back to Unprepared Casters, Wild Things. We've got a whole episode ahead of you, but if at the end of this episode you're thinking to yourself, I wish there was more episode, I have great news for you. We do have a talkback. It's called The Verbal Component, and you can access it at our Patreon, patreon.com/unpreparedcasters. Last week's had the whole gang talking about what kind of shitty teens they were, and everybody discussing that episode ending. This week's is just me and Grace. So if you want to hear just me and Grace, sleepover energy, boy, do I have just the thing for you. The Verbal Component. Patreon.com/unpreparedcasters. Anyway, enjoy the show.
Hello!
And welcome back to Unprepared Casters, Wild Things. This is episode 2 of Unprepared Casters, Wild Things. My name is Haley, and I'm running the game. I own the bowling alley. Who else is here?
I'm Nick, Dylan. And I'm the bowling ball. Go. You said hello.
Fuck.
Dylan, you should be going first. I was excited to say that I was a bowling ball. I got three holes and I spin. Go.
And I'm Dylan. I'm flat all over. I'm here playing Sawyer. Sawyer and Boone.
Hi. I think I'm like the nachos that you get that give you food poisoning the next day. And I'm
how would you get food poisoning from that?
The cheese in a can. And I'm playing Genie or Scoob. Same person.
Scoob.
I thought you were choosing
Nick,
one.
Do you say who you're playing?
I thought you were choosing one. How's it going? I'm Nick Meyer, and I am playing Bertram the Third. My friends call me Birdie, and my enemies call me him.
Yeah.
Very yeah, but good. If you call That's me him, true. I'll shoot you with a gun. I prefer that. Anyway. Continue. Welcome back to Kids on Bikes. I'm in a chair, not on a bike.
If you could get on a bike for me really quick.
Yeah, hold on.
If you could do this entire episode on like a stationary bike out of breath, I think that would actually.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. You got it, Nick.
This really is an audio medium, and I'm really excited for how this translates.
Audio medium has never once stopped Nick Meyer.
It's through your nose, out your mouth, Nick.
Yeah.
Mouth breather only. Helps with the cardiovascular health. Keeps the calories
can't be
burning.
True. I can't be true. There's no way breathing through your mouth.
Oh, shit.
Helps.
They're sweating. Nick, slow down.
Nick, don't hurt yourself.
All right, guys, we're on to weights now. Cardio's done.
It's not kids on weights.
I'm lifting the bike.
Yeah.
kids
on bikes. Kids hold bikes.
Kids holding bikes.
Kids with bikes.
Kids doing a lot of things to bikes that should not be done to bikes.
Yeah.
Welcome back to kids and bikes.
Kids and, oh no, bikes.
Audio media, by the way.
So excited to have you all. You can all just imagine the face Nick is making.
Yeah.
So excited to have you all back. We haven't sat down to play for a long time, and you can tell.
We played last week.
Yeah.
That's right, Grace. The You're illusion. So right. I'm so sorry. I'm living in the fiction. It was last week. And I haven't had time to miss you at all. We are going to do episode 2, which means we did do episode 1. So I'm going to just real quick remind us what happened in episode 1. And then we will just start from there. And that's the best I've ever explained that. Last time, we opened on the beautiful tiny town of Triumph, Nebraska on Friday the 13th, October the 13th, when Carson High School let out and all three of our heroes were released into the streets and all ended up at the local bowling alley, Pinstripes. Sawyer, who works there and got to help set up the Bowling for Soup charity event with a friend from school, Sam Robinson. And then Scoob and Bertram, who mostly were just causing problems?
No.
Oh.
The whole time?
Okay. If I remember correctly, there was a burning building, a baby was inside crying.
You saved everybody.
I rode my bike through the flames. That's what
this
I remember.
This sort of made
did my
job
hard. Recording a lot of episodes.
That was very
us.
Heroic.
Yeah, thank you.
What you did.
Yeah, there was a spinoff episode called Birdie Goes to Jail, Free Bird.
No, mostly they were causing problems in ghost hunting in the pin resetters, which did bear fruit, I guess. You did catch something in your ghost hunting cameras. Somebody stole your little ghost hunting bell.
And it was not a ghost we found, it was a toddler.
Baby.
He's 7.
Toddler until you can drive.
Nope. Scoob attempted to lure out the child by shouting, failed really bad.
Whatever.
And eventually it was Bertram who found a 7-year-old dressed like they should be at a Renaissance fair. And then said 7-year-old ran out of the break room and into the legs of Sawyer Ann Boone, letting her know that his name is Arthur and he does not know where his moms are.
Mm-hmm.
This is complicated further by the fact that the owner of the bowling alley, normal human man, Johnny Tenpins.
I forgot his name.
Child.
Yeah, I forgot his name. I was like Jonathan Pinstripe.
That's basically it. You've nailed it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Johnny Tenpins, who is also approaching the front desk where Sawyer is stationed. Front desk. That feels like the wrong thing to say for a bowling alley. The place you go to get your shoes.
Yeah.
It's like a front desk.
It's a front desk.
Sawyer's house.
Sawyer's house. That's what Sawyer has etched in the wood behind this.
That's what I write in all my shirts. I'm going to make this blouse a home.
And that is everything that happened. I mean, there was a bunch of other little stuff. Those are the broad strokes that have led us to where we are. There was a lot of sentimental staring into lockers from Sawyer. There was a lot of really smooth socialization from Sawyer. There was a lot of Bertram telling really smooth lies to adults about how shy he is.
He's very shy.
I'm so shy. I'm just a little baby. I'm just a little baby.
But overall, mostly it was ghost hunting.
And we caught a ghost.
You did no such thing.
A little ghost.
Nope.
The smallest one, even.
A teeny.
Smallest one I've ever seen.
We have introduced into the story what Kids on Bikes calls a powered character. Currently, none of you guys have any idea what powers the baby may have, but each of the players do control a mundane aspect of Arthur, that if they find a time in the narrative where they think that trait would come up, they can take the reins on Arthur and have him act accordingly to that trait. Do you guys want to share what traits you are in control of?
Oh my God, yes. I would love to. Do you want to remind me?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the list right now.
It's just further up in our chat, because as I've said, it's been a month and a half.
Is that the right one? I think that's not right.
That's a schedule. It's right. Yeah, it's right under that,
Gracie.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
Grace, what trait are you controlling on the child?
Drawn to metallic objects, like a seagull.
Oh, exactly like a seagull. Maybe the kid's a seagull.
Or a ghost.
Or a ghost.
I knew it.
I get to control the part of the powered character that's afraid of Scoob.
Because I know what it is.
Yeah, and I get to control the powered character's ability to be oblivious to modern technology.
Not an ability necessarily, but
everything's an ability.
Aspect of the kid. So true. When you think about it, what is a superpower?
But an ability.
If not, it's an
not
ability.
Persevering.
Not love persevering.
Yeah, my superpower is experiencing the breadth of human will.
Knowing the traits that you are all controlling, caught up on where we are, I will kick us immediately to one Sawyer Ann Boone, who has a panicking child at your side, and your very regular, easy to talk to boss striding towards where you stand.
Which we are in, if I remember right, are we back in the break room at the time?
You are not. Bertram's in the break room. This kid ran from the break room
into where
you are standing, like, at the register.
At the register.
At the
shoes. Okay. is the kid short enough to be hidden behind the register as long as we stay back here?
He is pretty small, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if someone were to get, like, up to the counter, they'd be able to see him, but, like, from a distance...
Just one second. Stalking. We're so out of that size. I'm so sorry. Just give me one second. Give me just one second. Let me see if I have some, down here. And I'm gonna bend down, and kneel behind the counter. And, hey, kid. Are you lost, or do you need where are your folks or your people, or like who did you come here with?
I'm by myself.
Okay.
I don't know where my moms are.
Okay. Got it. Your moms? Okay. Are you, like, are you from around here? Because I, like, pretty much know everybody, and I don't think I've, like, seen you here or anything.
Are we in Summerview?
Okay. No, and I don't think I, know that town. You know what, though? I have just the solution for us, okay? So you're gonna come with me just into the break room right over there, and we're gonna use a phone and we're gonna call up your moms, and then we're gonna figure out where you have to go. Just give me one second. You know what, we're totally out, but I do have some. I just need to run them through the spray.
I'm taking off the bowling shoes that I
from
actually
the break
bought
room?
This time. And I toss him. I'm strolling.
Yeah,
I want to see what's going on with this child.
Yeah,
is that all right?
It's just the direction you're coming from. You're coming from behind Sawyer here.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, hey, I work here too. What size do you need?
All children, turn around right now. No. Birdie.
I take off the shoes, toss them to him, and I start walking backwards.
You toss your shoes to the person who's waiting.
To the person. Here you go. Don't need
it. Oh, no, I need it. I need it.
And I'm going to be right back with those. I'm going to be right back with those.
These are mine?
Sawyer, there's a ghost inside.
All children to the break room. You know what? Do you guys want a really important job? Do you guys want a really important job?
I am literally at work right now.
Yeah, get into the break room. I've got like a really special job for you.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, get in there.
I can show you the picture I took.
Let's talk about it inside. And I shuffle the kid in front of me into the break room. I close the thing. I lock the door with like, I think it's like a screwdriver that I have to like shove into a lock. And then I pull down a like shitty little piece of curtain over the little tiny window. I lean my back against it. Okay. So, you two, I do really have a job for you, but you're just going to hold on 1 minute while I just talk to you. I'm sorry, what's your name?
Why, do you know them?
No, what is your name, kid?
Arthur.
Arthur, great name, love that name. Okay.
Thank you, my mom's picked it out.
And they did a great job. We gotta get you back to them, so...
What's his last name? What's your last name?
Ash Creek.
Ash Creek?
Okay. Arthur Ash Creek was
so mad.
A choice. So, okay. We gotta... You know what? Do you remember your mom's phone number? Or should we just, like... Look you up in the phone book. We can do that too.
The phone book, Sawyer?
Well, you know, he's young. I don't know if he knows the number. Do you know the number?
So how do I do this?
Do I just, you want to take over Arthur for a second?
Oh, so I become him.
You can just basically say like, he will say, just kind of segue yourself into it and then
well,
you can just take
I
it.
Don't really know.
Man who's never met a 7-year-old in his life.
Everybody's a toddler until you can drive. I don't really know. When you're saying phone, what do you mean by that? And there's a book of
like
them?
Like a cell phone? Look, Sawyer pulls out her phone.
Wazel. Don't know her.
And Arthur, I think when Scoob pulls out a phone and like shows it to him, he backs up and hides a little bit behind Sawyer.
What the hell? It's just a phone. It's not gonna hurt you.
Okay. You know what? Maybe, you know, he's in one of those like kind of crunchy houses and they don't do cell phones. And that's
that would
like,
make sense because why is he dressed like that, you think?
Yeah. Well, okay. Do your parents have a house phone? Like when your moms like have to call up like the doctor or like your school or like if you get, you know, into trouble, like how do people yell at you?
How do people yell at you?
How do people yell at you?
Yeah.
When they're mad at you?
Yeah.
We have a house? Yes.
Okay. And is there something like maybe on the wall that you see your mom's talking into sometimes?
They keep the crystals on their necks when they need to talk.
See, okay. I said crunchy family. Oh, yeah,
necklace.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Say that last
honey, that's
name
a necklace.
Again. Yeah. We'll just look them up in the book. It'll be fine.
You have my mom's in the book?
Well, I mean, everybody's in the book, pretty much.
Okay.
I'm grabbing the phone
book.
Did you
say the name was Buttbrook?
Butt Creek? Butt Brush? Butt Bush?
No, it was...
Ash Creek? Ash Creek.
Rush.
Butt... I go to the bees... I don't see. Kid, what was it again?
Ash Creek.
I go back to the A's. What's your mom's name?
No, it would only be homeowners.
Oh. Do you own a home, kid? I don't know what 7-year-olds are getting up to these days. Okay.
What's your mom's name? Either one or both.
My mom's name is Aura Ash Creek.
Ash Creek.
And my mama's name is Amara Ash Creek.
Amara.
Okay. Okay, AAs.
And they do the crystals and stuff?
No. No Amora.
They have some.
I was thinking about getting into
There's
that.
No Amora, Amora Aura in here. There's no Amora or Aura, Ash Creek. Is it a different... Are you fucking with me?
Hey, language! Language, young man!
I was getting sweared at 2 years old. He can grow a pair.
Well, just because it happened to you doesn't make it right. And I keep telling you that.
Didn't you just ask the child how he gets yelled at if he can't be on a phone?
Everybody gets That's in true. Trouble sometimes. That's normal.
Not me.
Sawyer, you're so scared to get in trouble.
I don't like getting in trouble, especially because when I get in trouble, then other things fall apart. Will you just give me a second?
Mm-hmm.
There's a loud knock on the door to the break room.
Who is it?
No! God!
I'm indisposed!
I can't remember if I gave your boss a terrible, like, New Jersey accent, but I feel like he should have one. I just don't remember if he did.
I was looking for Sawyer! You got Sawyer in there? Random child?
No, she's eating. She's on her lunch break. She went to the dollar store down the street.
What random kid are you talking about?
You who just yelled at me.
Oh. This is Jean.
I don't know who that is.
And I'm Jacket.
And together?
We're Jean Jacket. Tell me why ain't nothing but a heart. Tell me why ain't nothing. And the whole time, I'm moving a bookshelf in front of the door. Ain't nothing but a
louder.
Hear you say. Hey, Anthony Butt Creek, come on. It that way. You know this one.
Oh, you're trying to get the kid to sing. Oh, he starts clapping.
I would like to grab the two children by the earlobes. And
we're covering for you.
I know. Thank you very much. But you know what? Now he's going to be very, very suspicious. And there is a door from outside that comes right in here. And we can't lock that one. So now
I start moving the other book.
We have to go. No, now you just want to be locked in here? We have to go.
Okay. Oh, wait. Oh, you're saying there's another door to get out.
We leave out that door. You're so smart.
There's three established doors in this room.
Who's going to run the bowling alley?
I don't know, but I have to get you out. No, no.
Sorry.
Birdie.
Continue. Continue.
Birdie, the thing is, one day I would love to see you work here. Right now is not the minute, because right now I'm about to get into major trouble with my boss because there is a loose kid.
How much trouble can you get in at a bowling alley, though?
Sawyer, there's nobody running the shoes. People are just coming back here and just grabbing shoes. All hullabaloo, all willy-nil.
Ain't nothing but I hear you say. I want it that way.
All right, and we start going towards the back door. I do anyway. I pick up the kid, but like, obviously I've never held a child before. So like, I'm like,
right.
I've got him like in a half Nelson, and then the other hand is holding his leg up.
Come on, kid, it's okay. We're going to keep you safe. I've got a bike out back.
As this happens, can Sawyer take a deep breath and just through the door be like, yeah, no, sorry, boss. I'm just going to be about 5 more minutes. It's going to be fine. I will catch up with everybody. I'm so sorry about that. Just a sort of lady emergency. And I think that I would like to use cool under pressure to convince him that everything's fine and I just need a few more minutes.
Yeah, I was 100% going to make you do a roll for that.
I'm on my period.
Cool under pressure is specifically a trait that you took, yes?
Yes, it is.
Is there a specific stat that goes along with cool under pressure?
I don't think so.
I don't believe so, no.
So I think charm, maybe?
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. Give me a charm. You're cool under pressure. That was a great excuse to give to a random grown man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love to pull one of those on any man over 50.
Mm-hmm. What a die do you have for charm? What are you working with?
My charm is a D10. My charm is a D10. There we go. What if I told you that I rolled a 1?
Oh.
I'd say there's better numbers than that.
Yeah, there are better numbers. You're right.
Is what I would say.
Like 3 million.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I found the actual description for cool under pressure, and it's that you can spend adversity tokens to take half of your die's value instead of rolling on a snap decision. So, I will say that, have you had, we should have been keeping track of failures.
We have, I have 3 adversity tokens right now.
Okay. So cool under pressure means if you wanted to, you could take a 5 instead of a 1.
I will. I'll spend that adversity token. Easy. I'll do that.
Snap decisions are things like this, where you are just really quickly having to figure something out, do something. That's where roles happen. If there's ever something where any of you are kind of taking the time to plan and one of your stats comes in, you can always just take half of the die's value.
Sick.
Instead of rolling.
Okay.
If you think that's enough.
Yeah.
Unless you have cool under pressure and you're super cool and sexy like Dylan. So you spend one of those tokens, which brings you down to 2. And you hear your boss, Johnny Tenpins, on the other side of the door just start coughing immediately. Like, there's just no... All of the words just turn into...
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right, Sawyer. You take your time.
Thanks, boss.
Are you going outside, or are you going...
Yeah, I'm going to run outside with these freaking kids.
Hey, campers. Have you heard of Season 5 of 5 GMs and a Trenchcoat from Inside the Tent? You haven't? Well, let us tell you about it.
A nice, green, natural regional park. This is Hidden Falls Regional Park. For our purposes, in our world, it's a bit larger than it actually is. It is the summer of 1983, and it is all of your first time getting to stay at Hidden Falls.
We promise it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a story of 3 childhood friends going across the Americas in 1987 using Kids on Bikes, second edition. So grab a blanket, make some coffee. The first 3 episodes are available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I still have the kid in a full Nelson, or half Nelson.
Do not go too far away. We stay together until we find this kid's parents, and then we find your parents.
Bert, do you have your scooter?
I do. All right. And I run around to the side really quick, and I forget to put the kid down, so I'm, like, running with him, and then... Oh, sorry, dude. Really uncool of me.
Just seems so cool with it. It's just sort of ragdolling.
And I... Sorry about that. I shouldn't have done that. I didn't ask if I could pick you up.
It's okay.
May I pick you up?
Where are we going?
Putting you on the scooter.
What is that?
Is scooter modern technology? It's 2 wheels and a piece of wood.
It is 2 wheels and a piece of wood. I don't know if the word is necessarily something that he'd have.
Picture a horse-drawn carriage. Mm-hmm. No horses. Cart. Cart. 2 wheels, not 4. Piece of wood connecting it. You know what? I'll show you. And I set him down and I run over and I bring over my Razor scooter.
Ooh.
Hop on. So put your angle yourself sideways. Mm-hmm. 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 Now put your hands on the handles right here and here.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. And I push it.
Oh no. Oh no. Sawyer runs to go. Sawyer, I want to say, was watching this interaction with almost like dove, like love in her eyes. Like, just sort of like, wow.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, wait, no. Like, as soon as runs over to try to catch him.
Scoop's clapping.
Yeah, hit me with a flight check.
Oh, yeah. That'd be me. All right. Okay. I got D6 plus one. That's going to be a 4.
Yeah, you watch the kid get pushed and start to tip, and you run. You basically get under, like, under the kid's head because he doesn't seem to be processing that he needs to let go of the handles when he's tipping.
Idiot.
So he's locked yeah. into just full keep posture, tip over the ground. So you manage to catch so there's no, like, head injuries, but his elbow scrapes up against the pavement.
How about we don't push the small child? What do we think about that?
I'm sorry, that was how I learned. No, but you're so right. You're so right.
I know.
I'm wildly
like
dexterous
I said,
and incredibly agile, so I should have...
Just because...
Should have been more prepared that he wouldn't be as sick and cool. Sorry about that. All right, let's just...
Just because something happened to you doesn't mean it's okay.
Sawyer, stop saying that.
Sounds fake. Sorry. So yeah, just hold on to it, and I will... This will be fun. You want to go on a journey with us?
Okay.
Sick. And I put, all right, get back on the scooter. We got it. All right. And I start.
Scoob is struck by the two moms.
In Omaha, Nebraska?
I know. That's like, and you're from here?
Scoob's realizing something for the first time.
People can be gay.
Same Love by Macklemore is playing.
Sawyer's gonna get her bike and try to pedal slowly alongside this.
Scoob's gonna get her skateboard.
Good.
Kids on
wheels, baby.
And I think she like is gonna hold on to the back of Sawyer's bike.
Yeah, that's good. There is like a little like rack that you can hang on to. As we sort of ride, it's like, okay, so when you came, what direction did you come from? Do you maybe remember what direction you came from when we get to like the road? Sawyer like point to the main road and be like, which way did you turn into the parking lot?
I've never been out here before. He's kind of on. He's trying to like tip over on the scooter.
Out
that
here.
I'm on his side. I'm on his side, holding the like the wheel, like over the handles with him, and I'm walking with him.
Yeah. But he's like testing against your restraint because now it's fun.
Hey, you're smiling for the first time. That's okay. I'll take it. I'll take it, kid.
I've never been out here before.
Out here, like outside.
Looks around. Not here.
Where did you come from? Were you up in the bowling pin thing?
I was in the place we just were.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but where did you come before that?
Summerview.
Yeah, kid. I'm wondering how you got it. Did you walk here?
I don't think so.
Did you just wake up inside the bowling alley?
Well, it wasn't like waking up.
What was it like?
It's like, it was more like falling than waking up.
Was there someone with you? Was it like a cold feeling that overcame you? And like, did you feel a sense of intense dread, like you've been haunted by something?
I would like for Arthur to start having waking nightmares at the thought of what Scoob is describing to him right now. Yeah,
scary shit. Yeah.
She has a very intense look in her eye.
You're like, behind the kid, at least.
She skateboards up, like, to be right next to him.
Looming over the child.
Yeah! Did you feel an innate sense of dread, like something was wrong inside of you?
No.
Scoob.
Yes?
Scoob.
Yes.
Scoob.
I'm trying to find out.
Scoob, he's not a ghost. He's a living human child.
Ghosts contain multitudes and can take on.
When you show me proof of that, I will believe it.
When we go back to the bowling alley, I'll show you.
If I lose my job, we're never going back to the bowling alley.
You're not going to lose your job, Sawyer. You're the best one there.
You think that because... Okay. Arthur,
what?
Don't worry. There's no ghosts. There's no spirits. You're just a normal kid, and we're gonna.
There's ghosts.
Yes,
Yes!
No!
I told you! Wait, kid. What kind of ghost are we talking about here?
I've never met one. Mom says they're too scary.
Huh. Stop pulling the damn handles.
I want to talk to your moms, actually.
You know what? So do I. Because this is bad parenting.
Where are we going, Sawyer?
Well, I was just hoping. We're like stopped at the intersection, like right at the end of the parking lot here. I was hoping that he would recognize which side of town that he maybe came from. But now,
oh,
it looks like he doesn't recognize anything except the inside of the bowling alley. Arthur?
Maybe he was born there in a past life.
Arthur, can you show us in the bowling alley exactly where you came from?
Yeah, are we going back?
Well, okay, I have two ideas. Either we go back inside the bowling alley, you show me exactly where you came from, or I've never heard of this town that you came from. We could go down to the train station and we could ask the conductors. They know a lot about places. And there's maps there, and we could figure out where it is you came from there. What do we think?
We could just Google Summerview.
We could just Google Summerview.
Right to the point. Really got there.
We could
finger
just
on the pulse. he looks... What do you mean Google Sunnyview? Is that your crystal?
What do you mean, crystal? Google?
Are you casting
a
spell?
They don't have computer class in school, in elementary school?
Yeah, I've been in classes. My moms teach me a lot of things.
I knew I was onto something, and this confirmed.
Yeah,
okay.
They taught me how to, I don't know, lots.
Lots of what?
Stuff?
Spells?
Does he know magic?
He's, too little for formal spell training at that point.
No, I'm too young.
Do you go to, like, math and science class?
The maths and sciences? I know of them.
Are you homeschooled?
Mostly been learning colors and stuff. When do you learn colors?
You're seven!
I'm seven, I'm just getting the hang of colors. So excited to move on to shapes.
When do kids learn color? Oh, like 3 years old. Sorry. Like two.
Pretty early. Yeah. One of the first. One of the big
ones. I was
first.
A little off.
Scoob, you did at one point ask if he was homeschooled. I get most of my learning stuff at the library.
Oh, that's good. They have a lot of good resources. I used to rent my viola from there.
Did you already give up on viola? I feel like that was just like...
No, I'm just taking a break. I'm busy trying to get the ghosts.
This is Jeannie's gap year on viola.
Exactly.
And then next year, I think you're going abroad, right? For viola?
Yes, we're going to, was it Spain or something? I don't know. To play in the orchestra? I don't know. But I have important work here.
Well, no, I don't think you're going to Spain. I think you're going to Barcelona, right? Not Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it is Barcelona, not Spain. Yeah. Oh, wait, aren't you going on that trip?
No, I don't. I can't play an instrument. I just, you know. I'm like super chill and stuff. Instruments
are for
like.
Yeah, you were doing your drumming, and you remember when you wanted me to watch you do.
Yeah, but I want to do like rock band drumming, not like orchestra drumming. I was watching this movie called Whiplash, and it looks like way too much. But like, I was watching the Beatles movie and the Queen movie, and the drummers there did like drugs and sex and stuff. And in Whiplash, all he did was get hit by a fucking car.
Oh.
So no, I don't want to do orchestra drumming.
Okay. Well, you got to start somewhere.
Bertie. Like, it's, like, a lot more complicated than that. And then if you want to learn to be good at the drums, you're going to have to actually practice and, like, apply yourself and be good at it.
And I start slapping my legs in a general...
Ham-boning.
And I complete my performance. Aren't we trying to get this kid away from that fucking guy? Are we trying to get him away from Andrew Black and White?
The thing is that I don't want my boss to know that there are unattended kids running around causing havoc when I am on duty.
Then
he wants things
run.
To
let's
run.
Let's bike and scooter.
Okay. I just don't. All right, we're biking and scootering.
Okay, are we going to the train?
We can go there and you can Google Summerview on your phone.
Thanks for the permission to Google Summerview, Sawyer.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm just cranky because I was upset about leaving my setup. I'm scared that What's-His-Face is going to take it down like he did last time.
And you know what? I am also afraid that he's going to find your setup because, I'm sorry, but what setup?
Ghost hunting setup?
What are, yeah? Oh, yeah? What's that? What ghost hunting setup is awaits my boss?
My tin can and my bell and my cardboard box, Sawyer.
Of course.
I've literally showed it to you and done multiple renditions and put them
and
up.
And I have told you multiple times that it is not cool to set up a ghost trap at my workplace. There's machinery back there. You could get hurt.
Okay, but I haven't been hurt.
Yet.
Well, there was that one time that...
Well, I don't like to talk about that.
No? What were you going to say?
We're in the middle of a kidnapping.
No, Arthur, we are not...
I'm coming willingly.
Sorry, we're in the middle of a nice stroll with our new friend. And
that's... Yes.
It's kidnapping if they don't ask me first.
That's correct.
Who taught
Why
you that?
You know
that's what
that.
Mama said.
She
mama.
Needs to teach you new things, little kid. She needs a new
and
one.
Your address.
We should,
and
we
your
should
phone
restart.
It's the little yellow house in Summerview. Everyone
the
knows
little
it.
Yellow house. What are the numbers on the house, kid?
There's not numbers on the house.
You don't have numbers on your house? Are you in like a cult or something?
No.
Do you know what a cult is?
There, okay. When big groups of people all do scary stuff at the same time.
Now that's correct.
So you know that and you don't know your
and sometimes,
house numbers.
Sometimes kidnapping
you know
is involved.
You know what Google is and you're telling me you know what the fuck? Never mind.
Language.
Sometimes kidnapping happens for cults.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. I'm Googling Summerview. Hold on. Scooby's gonna Google Summerview.
Are you still skateboarding while you
Google? I think she's one-handed grabbing the back of my bike and bike. Texting the Google
texting
search.
And driving.
Yeah.
You just the word Summerview?
Yeah, Summerview, Oklahoma, or Nebraska.
What's your obsession with Oklahoma right now?
Millie.
You just want to be closer to Millie.
Yeah.
There is no Summerview, Nebraska. Google comes up.
I'm going to type in Summerview cult because I have my suspicions.
I mean, you get some things that are like not actually about any sort of cult. You know how when you just Google a couple of words, Google just throws things at you?
Well, I'm going to add Reddit to the end of my search as I do to get more in-depth and accurate information.
You just accidentally end up on a subreddit that's just people talking about cult experiences they had in the summer is what gets thrown to you.
I'm not seeing anything about Summerview. Is there like any more specifics? Is you have a county that you're from? You know, your zip code?
It's right by the sea.
This fucking kid.
Parents. Parents. Parenting.
We're not near an ocean.
It's a sea.
Okay, so now the train station is going to be it. Our best bet.
The sea? Are you from the East Coast or like California?
It's the South. Right
so
off the
Southeast.
The Azure
like Georgia?
Sea.
The
Azure Sea?
The Azure Sea? Okay, mm-hmm. Let me try that.
No, I know the Azure seas. Sea. There's seven, and that's not one of them.
I'm failing geography right now. Hold on.
So you're just being like, that's not a Google
no,
one.
No, we
that's
don't need to Google that one.
We just know
that's
that one on the
brain.
A-Z-U-R-E. All right. Okay, I Google it.
It's not one of the C's.
Okay, kid. That's not real.
I think that he is like, why is she mad at me?
Shrinks into Bertram. scary lady's yelling at him.
No, it's okay. She's just trying to help, and this is her way of helping. Everybody kind of has a different way of helping. And sometimes we are misguided in the way that we want to help people, and that's okay.
I'm misguided for suggesting to Google and the kids giving us fake information talking about the Southern Azure Sea. And he knows what a cult is and doesn't know what his home address is. And he doesn't go to school.
Scoob, you had to Google the Southern Azure Sea to know that it wasn't real. So maybe we just swallow that pride for one little second. And we remember that we still have to finish our history finals.
You know, I've been struggling in class, and I need you to sign off on my report card because I can't show my parents.
I, of course, will. Just as long as you promise me that you're going to focus more on school next semester instead of more ghost hunting.
I will.
Okay.
Well, I think I found the ghost, so I think after this I'll be good to go.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Turns back to Bertram. I'm not a ghost.
You know, here's the thing is, I was getting big not a ghost vibes from you, kid.
But, I'm just a kid.
But now I feel like you're just spinning a wheel of things that you know and don't know and landing on it. So I'm thinking you probably have some sort of memory loss or concussion. When you said you fell, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you land?
I was in a bunch of those. There was,
Which, up or down? Were you upwards, downwards, side, horizontal, vertical?
I fell down. There was a bunch of the, They were on the sign for the place. They were like, white,
yeah,
and they were like white on the
they're
bottom.
They're called pins.
And they were like,
those are, yeah, you can keep explaining it. I'll keep telling you. Those are key, those are called pins. So my question
really
is, did you? No,
today.
I'm not upset. I'm more so seeking out information, and I have to be more direct in my acquisition of information. Did you land on your fucking head?
Language.
The freaking head.
Feeling.
Are you okay? And I start checking his skull for any bumps.
No lumps, no bumps, no soft spots, no blood.
I grab Jeannie's cell phone and I put the flashlight on and I start going in front of his eyes. I don't know what I'm doing, but
what are you doing?
Just try and follow the light.
Bertrand,
you're gonna give him a seizure.
What do you think?
Stop.
No, I'm trying to make sure that we at least have good. This.
You're trying to make sure his eyes.
Yeah,
dilate and the pupils. Yeah. You flash this light in front of the kid's eyes, and the pupils do shrink the way that they're supposed to, but instead of shrinking into circles, they shrink into slits until they're nearly invisible.
I look at Ghost.
Fucking Ghost.
This is a creature. Are you a creature, kid? You a creature? Are you a human creature?
I'm just a kid.
I respect that. There can be kids of many species and races. Are you a human? I won't... Listen, hey, it can be... No, I won't tell the mean lady over there.
Jeannie's staring.
If you tell me...
She thinks I'm a ghost. I'm not a ghost. I'm just a kid.
I've picked you up and spun you around. I couldn't do that to a ghost.
No, you'd go right through them.
Yeah, I know. They would, like, eat me or something.
Well, not the nice ones.
Okay, the nice ones would...
Scoob! Inhaler! Inhaler!
While she's distracted, if you tell me, I won't tell either of them. It's okay. I know it's scary.
I mean, I need you to roll charm.
Oh, I'm not very that... Oh, never mind. I have a D20 in charm.
Yeah, what?
I have a D20 in charm.
You do. I also think that one of your traits, I think rebellious helps you here.
I got 19.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you add a +3 to rolls when persuading or resisting persuasion from children.
22.
Wow.
Perfect.
This kid is persuaded. Is persuade.
This kid's never been more persuaded.
Persuade
even. You can't tell my mama that I told you.
I don't know your fucking mom.
Language!
Sorry. This is supposed to be an AB moment.
I can see the shape of your lips when you curse.
It's you're like a flash of light every time.
I don't know your fucking mom.
I'm adopted.
Sorry, that wasn't for him. That was internally. I rolled my eyes internally.
I'm not a ghost. I'm adopted.
Well, I assumed based on the fact that you have two moms that you're adopted, because the jury's still out on this one, but I don't know if they got the other. I haven't checked.
That's small-minded.
I agree. That's why I'm trying to expand my mind.
I'm not actually my mama's kid. I'm just my mom's kid. And so I'm a dragon.
I'm trying to school my reaction as chill as possible.
We need to take him to the ER.
You're not a part of this, you scary woman. What? So you say, you're a dragon, not a ghost. You landed here, maybe on your head. Jury's still out. Did you use your wings? Do you have wings?
It's on my head. All right, now.
Bitch, you can choose?
Like twist so you can see his back?
Yeah, I gathered that. Right. I was carrying you and I felt no protrusions. What do you mean? You can make them go away?
Yeah, usually.
That's really fucking cool, kid. Don't eat me, please.
You're way too big.
I have like a pet rat. I had a pet rat once. Have you eaten rats? I wouldn't judge you.
No. No. My mama makes like real food.
Oh. Hell yeah. Is your mom also a dragon? Yeah.
My mom is.
Not your mama?
No.
Momo. Sorry. You wouldn't get that one. Mamacita. It was an Elvis. Do you know Elvis? Did they have Elvis where dragons are from? He's the king of rock?
I don't know. I don't. The rock
okay.
king?
Yeah, I assume that. So, I read this book before. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you got to have books there. Because how else would you know your colors? Are you like from like fantasy, like a fantasy land? Are you like a land? Like, are there like fairies and werewolves and spells?
The fairies don't really come around very often.
Dude, this is so fucking cool. No one's gonna believe me. I can't even make this cool for me. Like, this is supposed to be a cool thing for me, but that's okay. Okay.
I think you're cool.
Thanks, kid. We gotta get this fucking guy back to his mama's. Mama and moms. We gotta save this fucking kid.
Where are we taking the kid? Where's the kid going? You going to the train station? Is that...
To the emergency room.
Unless Birdie tells us something that we don't already know, Sawyer's only guess is we go to the train station and we look...
I have not the first idea of what I would do. I won't say this out loud. Probably for the best if I don't give any hints. We should go to the train station. I don't think he necessarily would use it to get around, but maybe we can find his parents.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that the conductors there know a lot about places, so maybe this is like a nickname of a town. Maybe like, you know...
They know hella places.
Yeah.
Big place guys.
Whose first thought is to go talk to a conductor?
Oh, train boy.
I talk to a lot of, you know, grown-ups know a lot of things that we don't know. It's useful to use.
You're like a grown-up.
Unfortunately, yes. But I still don't know what this place is. And so when you don't know something, it is okay to ask someone else for help.
Sawyer, if I don't know something, I just come and ask you.
And that is always okay. In fact, I prefer it to when...
I don't like people I don't know knowing my business.
And good. And they shouldn't. Unless you want them to.
Okay, I feel better.
I'm so gonna get fired.
You can scooter, bike, and skateboard to the train station, yeah. Which we did establish there is one in town.
The mayor, I believe it's right by where the mayor at the train station
is,
yes.
Stabled.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, and yeah. There's the there horse there.
That's the mayor. That's, the mayor.
Yeah, that's the mayor. Yep. Yeah. It is well into evening at this time. The sun is nearly set. There's still a little bit of light. Street lights are about to come on, the few of them that there are. And you can get to the train station just fine. It's going to be, like, closed soon. They don't really do a 24-hour situation here.
Sawyer, like, kind of, like, once we get close, like, drops the bike and runs. And, like, as they're, like, starting to close up, like, bangs on the window. Like, really urgently.
Yes. What, do you need help? What can I help you?
Sorry. Yes. We just are looking for some information. We are trying to find out where, I'm sorry, Summerview is. If you know a place that's, like, either called Summerview or is near something called Summerview, or maybe there's a place where people, like, talk about it as if it's Summerview. I don't know, but we couldn't find it on Google, and we're thinking that maybe you might know more.
Not the name of any of the places we get stops from here. It's not ringing any bells. Couldn't be just a place like people summer, like they vacation.
Do you live there year round, Arthur, or do you just live there just part of the year?
All the time.
Okay, so probably not a vacation town.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Nope, all year place called Summerview.
It's not ringing any bells, kid. I'm sorry. It's not on any of the tracks we've got here.
Okay, well,
Do you guys need anything? Do you need...
You know what? If you've got,
You guys all right?
Well, no. We're totally fine. You know, if you've got a spare map before you close up, I'll take a general map.
Yeah, it's just gonna be on our lines, but... And they'll hand it to, like, one of the pamphlet brochures.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, it's getting kind of late, and Sawyer will sort of, like, crouch down to Arthur and also, like, pull in the other two kids, like, a little close. I think we should maybe, find a place to sleep. And you could probably stay with me. My folks won't notice if there's another couple of kids around.
You're going to keep a random kid in your house, Sawyer? We should take it to a fire station or something. That's what you do with babies, right? You drop them.
That's if it's being abandoned, and we're not abandoning Arthur.
We're not orphaning the orphan.
Yeah.
I'm not an orphan.
Orphan? His parents aren't dead.
No, okay, they're fine.
They're just gone.
Oh.
I think.
No, we're not abandoning anybody.
Wait, let's check the news or something. Maybe his mom put out, like, a missing kid poster.
Actually, that's
like
a great idea.
That's a great idea.
So we'll go back.
There's
an Amber
There's those
alert.
TVs at the corner shop by the mayor. They have them in a big window.
Were they showing the news?
In a big window. Yeah. That happens, right?
Yeah.
The TV store where they show all the news that you can stand and
in
look
the big
at the
window.
News. Like, yeah, in the big window.
Big window. And do you want to, Arthur, do you like horses?
I love horses.
Well, like, we could say hello to a really special horse before we go figure out what to do next.
Sawyer, what are you talking about?
The mayor. We're going to go see the mayor.
Oh, fuck. Not the...
Language.
You guys, his mayor is a horse?
Yeah.
What is your mayor? Not a horse?
We don't have a mayor.
Who do you have? Who's in charge?
Those who are left wanting cannot judge those who have.
What?
I don't think there's... I don't think we have... Because we don't have a duke or anything.
A duke?
A duke?
Oh, my God.
Oh, kid. A duke?
Yeah, like some of the bigger cities have like dukes and viscounts, but I think we're just too little.
What are the surrounding cities where you're from, kid?
I mean, there's nowhere super close. You could go around the coast, you'd get to Kyoto.
Kyoto?
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to think that maybe your moms aren't teaching you good geography, and that's
Are you vaccinated?
I don't Scoob, think I know I what that. Shouldn't, I don't know that one.
Scoob, we shouldn't be asking, you know, people about their medical history.
Sorry.
You can't just ask a kid if they're vaccinated.
I feel like he's not.
And Scoob, I feel what you're feeling, but it's just still rude to ask about people's medical history. Okay, especially when they're small children and they probably don't know what those words mean.
Do you drink raw milk?
We don't drink a lot of milk, no.
That's good. Because
it's hard to transport.
What the fuck?
Bro, what do you mean?
This is the fucking episode of confusion and despair. I have no idea what we're talking about here, brother.
I lead Arthur as we talk about these disturbing things over to the stable house / TVs with the news, and I walk Arthur over to the mayor's little stable. And the mayor is just kind of, like, loose. He grazes around, I think. And he...
The mayor's just kind of loose.
Yeah. And he does... But he, like, doesn't go anywhere. He knows where he lives.
He likes it.
Yeah. And he does have a little hat that has a hole cut out for the two ears to go through. and I walk Arthur over. And I was like, "Mayor? Nice to see you. Do you want to say hi? He's really friendly."
Arthur walks up to the horse, like scampers up to just a few feet away from the horse and like bows. "It is such an honor to meet you, Mayor."
Is it just Mayor? Does he have a name or is it just Mayor?
No, his name is the Mayor.
"It is an honor to meet you, the Mayor. Your town is beautiful."
Good start.
"And I look forward to seeing the rest of it."
The kid's definitely
And cool. The mayor.
Okay. This is like his first time meeting anybody, I think.
The mayor leans his head down and Sawyer will give like a little like pat to the length of his nose and be like, "Here, you can do that too. He'll take a pet."
He'll take a pet.
He takes a pet, no problem.
That's a good cat right there. Takes your
That's
pet,
a
no
good
problem.
Mayor right there.
That's a good mayor right there.
Arthur does, like, hesitate. Like, he looks between you and the mayor a few times. Like, he's waiting.
"Careful, he'll bite ya."
He flinches, backs away from the mayor.
Scoob.
Hard.
We're sorry. We're stewards of this town to this kid, okay?
He just reminds me of my little brother, you know?
Who you want to scare all the time?
Yes. He's annoying.
Arthur, you're fine.
Kind of solemnly pets the side of the mayor.
Nice. Good job.
You've paid homage to the mayor. Thank you.
The mayor will remember that.
The mayor remembers.
The mayor remembers.
Oh my fucking god.
Hey. That was good, Dylan. Dylan.
Finding the horse puns.
Mm-hmm. I find the horse fun.
Right. The other two of you are looking at the TVs in the big window at the corner store.
In the window.
Good afternoon, Triumph. If you thought you'd seen it all at our annual corn husking festival, you might want to hold on to your hat. We have a story that proves you don't need to be big to make a huge splash. That's right, folks. This weekend, Hidden Valley Campground is getting a very special, very tidy, and very talented visitor. Get ready for Skippy, the water skiing squirrel.
The two of you can watch for a little while. That the news is playing. It always is. There's not a dedicated Triumph news station. There's sort of a more general station for a collection of the small towns around here. But, yeah, there's the forecast is on. There's going to be some rain tomorrow. In a couple of weeks, the jet skiing squirrel is coming to Omaha.
Yes.
If anybody wants to take the couple hour trip to Omaha and watch a squirrel jet ski, they're doing a lot of reporting on that. And then they just sort of go back to doing the weather over and over again.
Oh, he sure is skiing, Nancy. Do you think they glue his feet down?
Bert, we have to go.
I'm afraid to travel that far.
It's like 2.5 hours.
Can I scooter there?
I bet my mom will let me drive her car.
Wait. Oh my god, your mom would... Wait, you would drive?
I just got, like, my license.
Then why do you walk everywhere?
Because I'm scared of the highways.
Would you be... would you be less scared if I were there?
Yeah, I think having, like, some company, like, someone to talk to would make it...
I could free up my schedule, maybe. Let me jot down the deets, and I'll check back.
Yeah, let me. You don't have to come if you don't want to.
Oh no, I would love to come.
Okay, I'll get the tickets. Then.
I would I would love to be there to be friendly and become friends. More.
We are friends. Okay. Yeah.
Just like dub, like, you know, what's wrong with being more? Yeah, I'll be there. Hey, kid.
You're still at the window.
Oh, forgot. Forgot I was trying to get away from this.
The horse.
I'm stuck.
Look, Bert, they're not playing anything about an Amber Alert or anything like that.
Well, yeah, you would have beeped on your phone, right?
Well, I turned off all those notifications. I don't like when they
But what happens
me.
If a kid yeah. is missing and you see him and you don't know he's missing?
Well, what am I going to do? I'm a 16-year-old girl.
We're trying to figure out what you would do right now.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing, Jeannie.
And do I seem a little lost?
No, you seem very well composed.
But I do have Amber Alerts turned on.
That's really cool for you.
Oh, well, and no. I haven't gotten them.
Sawyer.
Oh, that's why you're telling me. Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought we were just...
Not bragging about it.
Sawyer, you feel a little hand start to tug on your hand. a little hand just kind of tugging to get your attention, Sawyer, on you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Arthur. What's up?
Arthur is looking up, and when you look down to ask what's up, he points up into the sky. And he says, "Where are the rest of them?"
The who?
The rest of what, Arthur?
The moons.
Oh, there's only one. And then, you know, maybe sometimes what you might be thinking of is sometimes the sun and the moon come out for a very brief time at the same time, you know, right around morning and evening. And sometimes you can see them both for a little bit, but there's only one of each.
No, there should be there. You're missing two.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, where would they normally be, the other two moons?
Just the little ones, right around the big one? You only have the big one. What happened?
Oh, nothing happened. We've just always only had the big one. All of us have only ever had the big one. You've got a really cool imagination, though, Arthur, and I think I would love to hear about these other two moons and, you know, do they have names?
Yeah, but nobody
agrees on what they should be, so most people just call them the little moons.
Arthur, it's okay. It's okay.
That's not right. It's not right.
It's okay. All right. Maybe it's not right. But that's just how things are. There's one moon and one sun and one you.
Oh my god.
You're my special little god.
And that's okay, because it's like we're all unique. But if
you know, when I was a kid, I used to think that I had something wrong with me because, well, a lot of things. I don't really need to get into that. But the thing that really helped me out when I felt like things were wrong is I'd like move a lot. Like I'd like walk or run or really just like get my energy out. It really made me feel grounded. You don't have to do that right now. I'm just trying to help. Do you want to run with me, Casey? Do you want to run with me?
What? What did you call me?
Anthony? Yeah.
So, Arthur. My name is Arthur Ash Creek.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said the first time.
And the moons, there's three.
Do you ever feel like they're following you?
I need Arthur to absolutely have a panic after she says that. I do.
Are they following you?
This is now the
third
fucking creepy thing she said to him.
Why would they be following me? They're all the way up there. What happened to the other two? Are they behind me? Are the other two moons behind me?
Well, they're gone, so they're not following you, that's for sure.
They're not gone. There have never been two moons. No.
Did they run away?
There's never been three moons.
No, there's three.
Just one. Okay, Arthur.
There's three.
What were you doing right before you came to the bowling alley?
I was in the library.
In that library? Did you fall asleep? Were you with anyone?
No.
Okay.
I was by myself when I wasn't supposed to be.
Okay. But being by yourself in a library is okay. There are adults there, and it's a safe place. Okay. And were the moons out? Or was it daytime?
It was daytime.
Were you reading a book in a library alone?
No, I was going to look at the stuff I'm not normally allowed to look at.
Sawyer. Oh. This kid ain't from here. And I don't just mean like, I'm getting like really big not from here vibes. But like not like not from Triumph. I'm talking like not even from like America.
Sawyer is on her knees to talk to Arthur, does a full knee shimmy to turn to Birdie.
And I'm leaning over.
Birdie.
Yeah? Yeah, that's the name.
Other countries also have only one moon. It's... America's not the only place with one moon, and I know you know that because I remember studying with you last year.
No, I... Not even, like, Russia?
Russia, still just the one moon.
South Africa? Like...
Yeah.
Like Cape Cod? What is it called?
Cape Cod in South Africa? Cape Cod, South Africa. Yeah. Still only the one.
They still only have one?
Still only the one.
Okay, now, yeah. I'm going to expand this further. I don't think he's, like, from here. Like,
You've done so so many hand signals. Planet. You don't think that he's from this planet? Okay. Okay.
I need to tell you a secret. I need to tell a trusted to tell about the secret.
Okay, well, I guess I'm the closest thing to that right now.
You act like one all the time. You treat me like you are one, so...
I...
Can you handle this one? He's a fucking dragon.
Okay.
And I'm not even... No, no, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Sawyer, as long as you've known me, I've been a goofer. I've been a gaffer.
Yeah.
I understand. And I understand. And it's taken a lot of time for me to understand why people don't believe me when I'm telling the truth, or when people don't believe me when I tell them that I freaking stepped on a nail in the goddamn basement, and no one even notices, and no one even cares, and it gets infected, and then I walk sideways for like 2 weeks, and no one believes me. And I don't blame them. His eyes were slits when I did the sobriety test.
Oh, boy.
His eyes were slits like a lizard.
I never should have taught you and that.
But then he tells me. He tells me he's a dragon. I didn't just think it.
Sure.
And okay. I already checked him for a concussion. He doesn't have one.
Okay.
There is no fucking world where this kid could have slit eyes and think he's a dragon and not be a fucking dragon.
What are y'all saying?
Okay, everybody come here right
now. I was talking about how cool you are.
That's a fucking...
Aw, thanks, Bert.
Sawyer does a fever check on all three children. Just one little... And when there is no sign of fever, Sawyer takes like a look at Birdie. Like, face in her hands for a second and is like,
you know what, Birdie? You are right. You are a jokester and a goof, but you are not a liar. And I think that we can consider this a possibility.
Thank you. I was really doubting him at first, but he just had a fucking breakdown over the moon. Freaking breakdown over the moon.
Can we, just for me, you know, I know I'm no doctor, but I know some first aid. Can I see your light?
Hey, Scooby-Doobs. Can I borrow your cell phone? I want to text my mom, make sure she knows I'm okay.
Yeah. She's been staring at this kid.
So menacingly. Just slowly, like, backing away, shrinking.
She takes out her phone. It's saved under Birdie's mom.
I grab it, and I start, like, shoot a text. And I hand the phone to Sawyer.
I use the flashlight. I do kind of a swipe across Arthur's eyes.
Yeah, you notice the same thing that Bertram did. The pupils do retract in the presence of light, but instead of going into little circles, they're into those vertical lizard-like slits.
Why are you putting a light in his
eye? We're double-checking for a concussion. You have to check twice to make sure it's right. It's like a pregnancy test. Continue.
Sawyer, like, almost stumbles off of, like, the balancing that she's doing, like, kind of crouched down, catches herself, puts one hand on Arthur's shoulder, like, just sort of looking at him so curiously, like she's searching her limited experience on this earth for a different explanation for this desperately, before she says... Kid, you a dragon?
You can't tell my mama I told you.
I would never
be
do
cool.
That.
Be cool.
But I think that maybe we should get somewhere safe.
Dragon, my nuts on your face. Be cool.
Yeah, let's get somewhere safe, and I need to think... more about a lot of things.
A dragon is ridiculous.
Scoob, you believe in ghosts?
That's not ridiculous. A ghost most is reasonable. A drow? Oh. He's dressed like a peasant or something.
That's rude.
That might be a slur or something. That might, like, be a bad word.
I'm a nice kid.
You're such a nice kid.
I'm just a nice kid.
That's why we're going to go somewhere.
But you were in the restricted section of the books.
Because he doesn't let me look at anything.
Jeannie.
Librarian.
You sit in the back of a bowling alley looking for ghosts.
You
at least he's seeking out knowledge.
Okay, fine.
Sorry, I didn't mean to yell at you.
Everybody, on your wheels. We have to go.
On your wheels.
Wheel up.
All right, I throw Antonio Banderas on the scooter in front of me, and I have him balance.
It's just so not Anthony. You want it to be Anthony so bad, and it's just not his name.
I call Pinstripe McGee over there, Pinstripe McGee, so I'll take this one. I only know two names, and sometimes three. And I put him on the front of my scooter, and I'm, like, kicking off from the back with him on the front.
I take another hit of my inhaler.
As you scooter, you go into Sawyer's house?
That's where I'm going to lead us unless somebody tries to pull us in a different direction.
Yeah. As you're scootering towards Sawyer's house, Arthur is just getting tenser and tenser. And is just not saying anything. Just seems to be kind of locking up.
It's okay. You have to stay loose on the scoots, otherwise you're going to fall off. Well, my mom's at work, but sometimes I don't always know. And you know what I do anytime I feel like I don't know where the people that I love are? I learn to love the people around me. And I'm here to keep you safe. You think I'm cool, which... Newsflash, I know it might sound crazy, but not a lot of people think I'm cool. And I know, don't have that surprised look on your face. I can't see him. I'm over him anyway.
So sullen. Yeah. Staring straight ahead, the most somber you've ever seen a child.
I think you're really cool. We've taken you under our wing, because let me ask you a question. How many people, other than maybe your mom and your mama, would just take a kid that looks scared and try and help them? We're not just bystanders. We're not just watching it all happen. We're here to help you find your mom and mamas and your two moons that are missing. Mm-hmm. We're going to help you find your wings.
I do need you to do another charm roll for me. You do get that +3 because you're trying to persuade a child.
Am I able to...
That's a good thing.
No,
that's
I know. I get a +3. But it's still only a fucking 9. Can I use anything? I've got gross, heroic, and rebellious.
Heroic means that when you're facing your fear, you can spend adversity tokens without asking me. Gross just means you have a gross bodily trick you can do. Rebellious is the thing that lets you add 3. You could, because this wasn't a snap decision... and I know, and I'm gonna let you do this because this is a new system for us. If you would like to take half of the die value instead, because I would say this doesn't have to be classified as a snap decision.
Okay, then a 13.
What is it? What's the word for when it's not a snap decision? The other
one you think about?
An impulsive decision.
I should know that.
Still the opposite of
impulsive. No,
you're looking for an antonym. Yeah.
I am looking for an antonym. I was just wondering what the game calls it, but I can't find it right now, and it's not important.
A planned?
So that's fine. Planned action, maybe.
Something like that.
That sounds more like it. Which would get you to a 13, because you have a 20 in charm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You give this very sweet little speech. You say, we're going to help you find your wings.
Yeah.
For a moment, you watch the kid kind of curl in on himself a little bit in his tension. And you can see, because you're right there with him, underneath this sort of long linen shirt he's got on, the actual back of the child underneath the clothes seems to ripple and briefly kind of expand before retracting back into the normal child shape. And then he takes a deep breath and he straightens back up and he nods without a word.
Hey, you know, sometimes, you know, at our age, things happen with our body that we're not really expecting. You know, some things may show that usually doesn't. And so it's okay if you have those moments where your wings, you know, pop out a little bit. I'm not gonna judge you. I know Sawyer won't judge you. Jeannie's a wild card. But I got you. And we'll keep you safe.
And I keep on scooting.
And you can arrive at Sawyer's house. Dylan, tell me a little bit about Sawyer's house. What are we looking at here?
We're looking at a pretty unassuming, like, home from the outside. It looks pretty basic. There is, a small little porch that doesn't look like it gets a ton of use. And, like, the wood on the door is a little bit, like, run ragged. But it's a nice looking home from the outside. When Sawyer kind of opens the door to let you in, you notice that all of the lights are on in the living room, which is like right when we walk in. You see and hear the snoring of a man as Sawyer's dad is passed out on the couch. And Sawyer is just like, just walk right in. He won't hear you. He's just going to sleep right through it. There's bathroom straight through there. And, bedrooms are up the stairs. We've got kind of a full house, but I have a spot for you. And Sawyer's going to walk over to the table, which has some glasses and tissues and just random wrappers on it. And she's going to scoop them up and take the glasses into the sink and put them away. You hear then some stomping from upstairs, and Sawyer yells, "Hey!" And you hear a bunch of "Oh, she's home." the stomping quiets. She's "I'm just gonna be a minute if you wanna head upstairs," and she's just going to kind of quietly go to the kitchen and do some of the dishes. If you guys walk up the stairs, there's two bedrooms up there. And the running sounds are coming from one of them. There is a sort of one room with a big TV in it. And there's two sets of bunk beds in there, and you see some kids various ages, all younger than Sawyer, in a range from younger than Arthur to Birdie's age, I think. And they're all scrambling to get ready for bed before Sawyer comes upstairs and yells at them to go to bed.
I toss a wave to the one that's closer to my age. I'm guessing I know them from school. Hey, dude, be normal.
Arthur is clinging to Bertram at this point. Because the choices now
this is
are
my son.
Birdie and Scoob.
This is my son.
This is your son?
He's like a kid to me.
Sonny.
He's like a kid to me. Anyway, see you at school tomorrow. Deuces, brother man. And I start walking towards the other room.
The other...
I have an inflated ego from this child, this child dragon, this fucking child dragon.
Yeah.
Telling me I'm cool.
Yeah.
Which I think he did.
The other room is very different. Where that room had a ton of stuff on a bunch of shelves. There was trophies and little awards and things, and there were little action figures on different shelves, really cluttered walls full of stuff. The other room is almost immediately clocked as Sawyer's room. It is a little bit smaller, just has the one bed, No TV on the wall. There's just like a cork board full of pictures of the other kids in the other room. And there are a couple of pictures of both of you also corked to that cork board as well. There's a desk. It's very neat. It has some homework clearly laid out on it, an alarm clock. The bed is made. And the only thing hanging on the wall besides the cork board of pictures is a spare pinstripe uniform.
So sad. Scoob walks in, immediately takes a picture of Sawyer's homework, and then notices.
Not even in the same class.
For when you take it next year.
You're going to sell it?
Yeah.
Sell it to support your ghost hunting business?
Yik yak? What a fucking cut. Yik yak.
And then she's going to see the pictures on the wall and go, oh my God. Birdie, look.
You see this, Arthur? That's me and Jeannie. Can you tell?
you go to look down at Arthur and see if Arthur's seeing this. Arthur has curled up underneath the desk.
Hey, dude, that's where your feet go, not your body.
I fit.
Yeah, you also fit in a bed.
What do I wonder?
Are you going to take the fucking bed from the 10-year-old, Seven? Yeah, you can
have
it.
I feel like when they're younger, yeah, you know. You're right.
They got spry bones and stuff, and I'd rather you have it.
Really? I wonder if we could all fit.
No.
You know?
I'll sleep on the floor under the desk. You and Sawyer can share. And I'm comfy. I take my backpack and my sweatshirt. I put the sweatshirt under Arthur's head and my backpack under mine, and I go, night-night.
Oh.
Bert, why are you being...
I'm not being weird.
Sort of stares into space for a second and then just visibly accepts the situation.
It's 9 p.m.
Just curls up and lies down.
You hear Sawyer come up the stairs. She goes into the room across the hall, and you hear like some muffled little chit chat for a few moments, and then the door closes again, and she opens the door to come in, and looks at this situation. It's like, okay, hang on. She goes to the closet, pulls out an air mattress, and starts to blow it up.
Perfect. Okay, look, Bert. You don't have to sleep alone.
I'm not letting the kid sleep alone. What if he gets scared at night, or if he turns into a dragon?
Bert's sleeping.
He's not a dragon.
Bert's asleep.
Bert's not asleep, kid.
He's sleeping.
Oh my God, Bert! Do you know
maybe I should go
like that?
Me. You're gonna do damage.
Don't
to
go
your
home.
Spine.
No, don't go home. It's okay. We gotta keep him safe.
Safe from what? Sawyer's siblings?
Ghosts.
Ghost is right, kid. Ghost is right.
Ghost is damn right, kiddo.
You do seem very haunted. I will say. I can set up like a little thing like to record throughout the night. We can see if anything happens, you know.
I don't want you to record me while I sleep.
No, the kid.
That's actually not cool, and we're not going to do that. But what we are going to do is we're going to get a good night's sleep because we have a lot to figure out in the morning.
Let me text my mom. Oh, my God.
And, yeah, please text your parents if they are the kind that care about that
Mine
sort of thing.
Really my mom's busy. I already texted her anyway.
And
said, safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Good. Okay. Arthur, we're going to figure out how to get you home. We're going to figure out how to find your mom's. We're just gonna have to sleep so that...
We should just take him to the hospital.
No, because we don't know how they're gonna react.
We don't know if he has insurance.
Exactly.
Do you have any insurance, you know?
Like Etna?
Do you have a PPO, kid?
I miss being kidnapped regular.
What does that mean?
No, let's not, Arthur. What? Being kidnapped's bad, and that's not what's happening here.
How many times?
We should go to the police.
Couple.
Look, what? Scoob, if you found evidence of a ghost, would you be going to the police right now?
They don't care about ghosts. I tried to make a report before, and they looked at me
I know.
Yeah, we can't go to the police station and say it's a dragon.
And that's what I'm trying to say.
It's not a dragon.
Exactly.
That's Stop silly. Saying it. He's a little boy. Be nice to him.
Sorry. I'm nice to him.
Is something that might be a dragon, and we owe it to him to figure it out before we go involving authorities that won't know what to do
I
with
feel
him.
Like they'd know it.
Dragons eat pigs, okay? We can't do this.
That's true.
Oh, you know what?
Will next, that be good?
And next time, huh. Scoob, next time I hear a rattling chain in the back of the bowling alley, I'm going to call the fire department instead of you.
You know that would hurt my feelings so bad.
And that's why I would never actually do that, and that's why we're not calling the police.
Okay, fine. Oh, my God.
I actually am falling asleep.
Everybody be quiet. Bert's sleeping.
Wait.
Yeah.
Bert, should we invite Bert?
She's sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Should we invite Sawyer to come see the squirrel?
You know, every time we invite her to do something, she's usually working.
So I just shouldn't invite her?
No, I think it's important to keep inviting even when they say no to make sure that she knows that we care.
Okay. Okay. Sawyer.
Yeah.
So there's this squirrel that skis.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of it?
Okay.
It's on the news like every day.
There's not much else.
I think I've seen some clips of it.
Well,
you know.
He's coming to town. Well, 2 hours out of town. Next week. Do you want to come with me and Birdie?
Well, normally I'd be working, but I think there might be a chance that I've lost my job because I just left in the middle of a shift, but we'll handle that tomorrow.
It's okay. My mom can get you a job at the Dollar General.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Okay.
Yeah, they're upgrading it soon to the Dollar Captain. I heard everyone's getting pay raises.
Shh, Bert, you're sleeping.
I keep dozing off. Sorry, Artois.
Bert, you're sleeping. Shh.
Okay. You know what? We'll find out after a good night's sleep if I still have a job tomorrow. And if not, I am so in.
Do you want me to call the bowling alley and like pretend to be in it and be like, you should excuse Sawyer's absence?
Maybe tomorrow. They're closed right now, so.
Do you need a glass of warm milk, Artois?
He's asleep. He fell asleep so fast. As soon as you stopped talking.
I lay on my car's Spider-Man backpack and go to bed.
Good night.
Yeah, the boys are still under the desk.
Yeah,
Scoob takes the air mattress.
That would have happened anyway.
Scoob climbs into Sawyer's bed. And
that's right.
Koalas around Sawyer like.
Yeah,
there's an empty air mattress.
Like just wraps around Sawyer.
I blew that air mattress up for nothing.
And no, you're gonna wake. We're gonna wake up in the morning, and we didn't get a blanket, so the air mattress is gonna be covering me and Arthur.
Yeah,
you dragged it under the desk
like it's a fucking blanket, like when you're grabbing couch cushions and shit.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god. Notebooks. I've slept under notebooks at friends' houses. Yeah.
That's horrific.
I used to make the sink hot water so that I could just rub my hands under. Sorry, I cut you off.
Oh my god. The four of you all curl up for sleep and allow yourself to drift off completely unaware to the fact that while the night progresses, Sawyer's phone dings with text after text after text from the boss. And that is where we will open up next time.
Oh my God.
Thank you so, so much for listening to episode 2 of Wild Things. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you had a great time with all the teens and their new baby. If you'd like to listen to the talkback, you can do so on our Patreon, patreon.com/unpreparedcasters. We've also got full PNG images of the character art over there. If you haven't seen the character art, it is also posted to our social media feeds, like on our Instagram, which is at unpreparedcasters, or our Twitter, which is at unprepcasters. We also have a YouTube channel. We don't just post static character art there, but if you wanted to watch past video one-shots that we have done in person, you can do that. Everybody dressed up for them. They were very cute. We also have a merch website where you can buy merchandise. unpreparedcasters.com/shop. If you would like to find our lost, wandering, lonely soul of a co-host, Amelia Somm, you can find the most places at Amelia Somm, or you can go to links.ameliasomm.com. If you want to find me, your real dad, is here for you. You can find me on TikTok at Whipped Jack, W-H-I-P Jack. You can find me on Twitter at Whipped Jack, W-H-I-P-P-E-T Jack. You can find me on Instagram, I'm Haley Whipped Jack, or you can find me on YouTube, I'm still Haley Whipped Jack. And I would like to give a huge, giant, massive, probably biggest ever thank you to our $15 and $25 patrons over on our Patreon. Patrons such as AJ Bissinger, Lucas Guerin, Stefan Odom, Jane, Luminelli, Zach, Ren, Amalia Might Be Three Pixies in Her Trench Coat, Cole, Hollis, Depresso Espresso, Arkisithiad, Nerd the Guy, Remix City, Leaf Caliber, Fluffy Socks, Azula's Tale, Tired Vi, also Dylan, Yashiras, Lady Drew, Cobra 111, Ryan Meese, Rebecca Lawton, Alan Beck, Jade Crown, Sierra, Fungitor, Joey the Dynamo, Lace Swing Apologist, Bex Rhodes, Beardic Knowledge, Beetle the Bard, Feywild 42, Mary R, Bucket Master, The Embrix Mixar, Aiden Sawood, South Space, Courtney Danielle, Rachel Goodman, Caroline Harden, Aster, Caroline, Cal Neville, Marigold Morrigan, Elma Cochran, Alyssa Bryan, Odd Pit Pat, Derek Rogers, Annie G, Tali. Abby Greer, Andy, Beckles, Esker, Celtic Lord of Mice, Ellen Stanfill, Andy Rowland, Sherman Manring, Kyle Boniel, Paddle, Rue, Marky Boy 15, Grimmy, Metherwine, Valerie Ann, Landa Lich, King Smiley, Andromedas Blackshire, Ilya Nepomnishy, Gabriel the Sorcerer, Alcyon Hero, DM Squared, Legos Jedi, Enshil, Silas S, Cam Gasicki, Jenny Waboom, Justin Friedberg, Jack Lionheart, Trace of Silver, Oliver Neville, Charlie, Bridget Surdock, Ian Schwartz, Pete Alexander, Gandalf the Gay, TJ, Orbaborb, Zebby Lown, Jesse Dubin, Meta Rapina, Nicole Faye Nightshade, AJ Downs, Mage 101, Jennifer Wilde, Justin, and Daddy Diabetes. Thank you so much!